I met a guy a couple weeks later partying, and I was doing Xanax. I was drinking fifths of tequila from the time I got up till I went to sleep, just pills and alcohol, weed. You know, I was trying to kill myself just in a different way. We had met at a pool hall. We started partying, and literally we partied for 11 days straight, drinking drugs nonstop. The more we drank, the more we were doing, the more we were, you know, just bullshitting about different stuff. I mean, we're high, we're drunk, we're not in our right minds. And one of them said, I wonder what it would be like to shoot somebody. And I said, well, you could shoot my ex-husband. I said it, just said it. And, you know, as a teenager, you really don't, it's not an excuse, but you really don't think of the consequences or the long-term consequence of a choice. I mean, as teenagers, how many times do we say, I'll kill him, I'll whoop his ass, and, you know, and it doesn't happen, but you rant those things. So that sparked conversations about the ex-husband, and I'm just ranting about him raping me, being married, I can't ever get free, just ranting as, you know, in my drunken states. But, you know, Terry was a great guy. He's a good guy. Wanted to protect this person he really thought a lot about that he'd met in 11 days. Of course, you're teenagers. You think you're in love, too, after 2 days. And honestly, I didn't even know what love was, because I've never felt like I've ever experienced love my whole life. And so for the first time, I had this guy that actually wanted to protect me. And that was a great feeling. So I guess it was November 17th. I guess they went down to Tim's house and they stole his guns. I didn't even know nothing about that. 2 days later, I called my mom and she said, hey, somebody stole Tim's gun. He's flipping out. He said it better not be one of your friends, because if it is, he's going to punish you. And I'm like, oh, God. You know, I was like, he's going to kill us. When he finds out it's you and you're my friends, he's killing us, period. And so that's where the fear started. It started in fear base. And there was many scenarios. There was, hey, let's just take the gun back. You know, I'll get him out of the house. I'll distract him. I'll take him to my mom's. You guys just throw the gun in the backyard. Because he, you know, if he gets his gun back, he'll stop. He won't pursue it anymore. In my teenage brain, that was a great idea. And I tried to get him out of the house. And all he could think about was, until we have sex, we're not going anywhere. And that's about a few minutes later, he bent over and kissed me. And I heard the gun go off. And my co-defendant shot him through the window. And, in that moment, I'm sorry, I could still get emotional. I tried to save his life. You know, I tried to stop the bleeding. I was screaming, and I went into, it was like I was watching myself in a movie almost. Everything was slow motion.